Welcome to Companion App. You're now listening to an audio version of an article about what is dry fasting. Is it safe? While intermittent fasting has taken the wellness world by storm for the past couple of years, another term called dry fasting has also been discussed. As the name suggests, dry fasting goes beyond the typical fasting practices by also eliminating water intake. This increases the challenge and intensity of the fast. But is dry fasting safe? Does it offer different benefits than usual intermittent fasting? Can you lose weight with dry fasting? Let's delve deeper into understanding what happens inside your body when you do dry fasting. What is dry fasting? Dry fasting, sometimes referred to as absolute fasting, involves abstaining from both solid food and any kind of liquid, including water. This practice has historical and cultural roots in various religious traditions like Islam, Judaism, and Hinduism, but it has also gained attention for its purported health benefits. The stages of dry fasting. Dry fasting can be divided into several stages. Glycogen depletion, the body uses stored glucose for energy. Fat utilization and ketosis, as glucose runs out, the body begins to burn fat for energy, entering a state called ketosis. Autophagy and healing. Extended periods of dry fasting are believed to improve autophagy, promoting cellular repair and regeneration. Is dry fasting good for the body? Supporters of dry fasting believe that dry fasting accelerates the benefits of regular fasting. Here are the main benefits of dry fasting. 1. Autophagy. Dry fasting is believed to promote autophagy, a cellular process where damaged or dysfunctional components are broken down and recycled. This process helps to remove toxins and rejuvenate cells, potentially leading to improved cellular health and longevity. Some research suggests that dry fasting may enhance autophagy more efficiently than other fasting methods. 2. Weight loss. One of the most common reasons people turn to dry fasting is for weight loss. Like other forms of fasting, dry fasting can lead to weight loss by restricting calorie intake and promoting fat burning. When the body is deprived of food and water, it turns to stored glycogen and fat for energy, resulting in a reduction in body weight. 3. Mental clarity. Practitioners of dry fasting often report experiencing increased mental clarity and focus during fasting periods. Some attribute this to the metabolic and hormonal changes that occur during fasting, which may enhance cognitive function and concentration. Additionally, the absence of food and water intake can free up mental resources that would otherwise be devoted to digestion, leading to a clearer mind. 4. Spiritual and psychological well-being. For some people, dry fasting holds spiritual or psychological significance. Fasting has been practiced for centuries in various cultures as a means of spiritual purification, discipline, and introspection. Engaging in dry fasting rituals may foster a sense of connection to one's beliefs or higher purpose, leading to feelings of inner peace, gratitude, and emotional resilience. There's also a belief in the spiritual and mental discipline gained through overcoming the challenge of a dry fast. 5. Reduced inflammation. Doing dry fasting may reduce inflammation due to its potential to induce autophagy, which can help to reduce inflammation. Additionally, dry fasting may lead to changes in hormone levels and metabolic processes that could impact inflammation. For example, some research suggests that fasting can decrease levels of pro-inflammatory markers in the body. Here's what Dr. Berg says about dry fasting. Dry fasting versus water fasting. The key difference between dry fasting and water fasting is the intake of water. Water fasting allows you to stay hydrated, which can make the process safer and more sustainable over longer periods. Dry fasting, by eliminating water, might induce more intense effects, but it also increases the risk of dehydration and related complications. How to do dry fasting? How long should you dry fast for? The duration of a dry fast varies according to your goals and experience on fasting. For beginners, it's important to start slowly and ideally with medical advice. Intermittent dry fasting, where you abstain from both food and water for part of the day, can be a more approachable method. It's also essential to prepare both mentally and physically. For example, if you normally practice a 14-10 intermittent fasting plan, you can adapt this pattern into your dry fasting routine and not consume any food or fluids during the 14-hour fasting period. Not exceeding 24 hours of dry fasting may be a good idea, as excessive dehydration may put a lot of stress on your body. It is crucial to approach extended fasts with caution. How much weight can you lose with dry fasting? The amount of weight lost during dry fasting can vary widely depending on factors such as the duration of the fast, individual metabolism, starting weight, and overall health. During a dry fast, the body primarily burns stored glycogen and fat for energy, which can result in significant weight loss over a short period. However, bear in mind that much of the initial weight loss in dry fasting may be due to water loss as well. Much of this weight loss is typically regained once regular eating and hydration resume. So, dry fasting is not a sustainable way to lose weight for good. It's important to note that prolonged fasting can also have detrimental effects on muscle mass and overall health if not done safely and under medical supervision. Is dry fasting safe? While some people report positive dry fasting results, such as improved focus and detoxification, the lack of water intake can pose serious health risks, particularly for those with pre-existing health conditions. The extreme nature of dry fasting means it's not suitable for everyone and should be approached with caution. If you'd like to try regular intermittent fasting, instead of dry fasting, Fasting Companion will offer you a personalized fasting plan along with every tool you need along the way. Side effects of dry fasting. Dehydration. Without consuming water, the body can become dehydrated, leading to symptoms such as dry mouth, thirst, dizziness, and fatigue. Severe dehydration can be dangerous and may require medical attention. Electrolyte imbalance. Prolonged dry fasting can disrupt the balance of electrolytes in the body, including sodium, potassium, and magnesium. This imbalance can lead to symptoms such as weakness, muscle cramps, and irregular heartbeat. Fatigue and weakness. Restricting both food and water intake can lead to feelings of fatigue and weakness, as the body's energy reserves become depleted. This can impair physical and cognitive function and may make daily activities difficult to perform. Headaches. Some people may experience headaches during dry fasting, possibly due to dehydration, changes in hormone levels, or withdrawal from caffeine or other substances. Dizziness and lightheadedness. Lack of hydration and reduced blood volume can cause dizziness and lightheadedness, especially when standing up quickly or exerting oneself physically. Digestive issues. Fasting can disrupt normal digestive processes and may lead to symptoms such as nausea, constipation, or diarrhea. These symptoms may resolve once normal eating patterns are resumed. Muscle loss. Prolonged fasting, including dry fasting, can lead to muscle loss as the body breaks down muscle tissue for energy. This can result in weakness and reduced muscle mass over time. Impaired cognitive function. Dehydration and low blood sugar levels can impair cognitive function, leading to difficulty concentrating, memory problems, and mood changes. Impaired immune function. Fasting can temporarily suppress the immune system, making individuals more susceptible to infections and illness. Potential for eating disorders. Extreme fasting practices, including dry fasting, can contribute to the development of eating disorders or unhealthy relationships with food and body image. To sum up, dry fasting, as discussed by experts like Dr. Berg, may offer health benefits through mechanisms like autophagy. Yet, due to its extreme nature, dry fasting must be approached with caution. While dry fasting can result in temporary weight loss, this is mostly due to water loss. Plus, excessive or prolonged fasting can potentially have negative effects on overall health. If you're considering dry fasting as a means to reduce inflammation or improve health, it's advisable to consult with a healthcare provider to ensure that it's safe and appropriate for you.